This week, Ireland's human rights record came in for significant criticism in the latest report issued by the United Nations Human Rights Committee. It addressed 19 matters, and its report contains strongly worded disapproval of our treatment of issues including abortion, travellers' rights, and abuses in mother and baby homes. But it also included trenchant criticism of our prisons regime. The Irish Penal Reform Trust welcomed the committee's findings and has urged the government to implement its recommendations as a matter of urgency. This weekend, I've been speaking to its chief executive, Deirdre Malone, who attended the Human Rights Committee hearing in Geneva. She began by outlining the key issues regarding prisons that raised concerns at the committee.
There was three key issues in relation to this hearing. The first was about prison conditions. The second was the use of imprisonment in Ireland, or the overuse of imprisonment. And the third was in relation to accountability and the need for full and proper accountability within the prison system.
Well, if we could start with the conditions, what sort of conditions did they take issue with?
The key things were about persistent overcrowding within the prison system, the lack of in-cell sanitation or the continuation of slopping out for over 300 prisoners, the continuing lack of segregation of remand and convicted prisoners and juveniles and adults, and the continuing high levels of inter-prisoner violence. And the response of the committee really was that Ireland needs to step up and needs to improve the living conditions and treatment of detainees as a matter of urgency. So it's not good enough to continue to make promises which are not being followed through on. We need to act on the basic minimum standards that are required in order to meet our international obligations.
Well, you also mentioned the use of imprisonment. What issues did they raise in relation to that?
The key issue in relation to the use of imprisonment is that Ireland grossly overuses imprisonment. We know that just last year, 89% of people who were committed to prison were committed for a sentence of less than 12 months. So the Human Rights Committee were really concerned, particularly at the number of people who are being committed for failure to pay fines. So last year, more than 8,000 people were committed to prison for failure to pay a fine. So that what the committee said was that the state must fully implement the Fines Payment and Recovery Act, to ensure that in no case is imprisonment used as a method of enforcing a contractual obligation. So what we would say in relation to that is that there is legislation there, but it hasn't yet been implemented. And it's frankly of no use to anyone unless it can be availed of by the people on the ground who need to use it. It's a pointless practice to imprison people for failure to pay fines, particularly in cases of financial hardship. We know that a quarter of those 8,000 last year were women. So the effect on families that it has when women are committed for short terms and for failure to pay fines is enormous.
And what exactly did the committee say about that practice of jailing people for fines?
So the committee was very, very clear. What the committee said is that in no case should imprisonment be used as a method of enforcing a contractual obligation. That's a very, very clear message. It's contained in Article 11. There is no debate about it. We know that the legislation is there, but as I said, legislation is of frankly no use unless it's implemented.
Now, the third, if you like, category that you mentioned there was accountability. What were they saying about accountability?
What they said about accountability is that the current complaints model that's within the prison system doesn't provide for a fully independent mechanism for dealing with every serious prisoner complaint. So what they asked the state to do was to implement the new model for all categories of complaints and crucially to ensure that that model operates independently. So we'd welcome any improvement to the internal complaint system that currently does have an independent element for the most serious complaints. But we would say that there's an absolute need for complete accountability and a system that both prisoners and staff have faith in, because we know that the Prison Officers Association themselves have called for the introduction of a prisoner ombudsman, and we would say that that's the ideal model in order to ensure transparency and accountability.
Well, clearly there have been a lot of wide-ranging findings. How much of this is new to you?
Unfortunately, very little of it is news to us. We have known about these issues going back to the Whittaker Report, which was published in the 1980s. They identified that imprisonment should only be used as a last resort and that the continuation of these type of conditions within the prison system benefits absolutely nobody. So it's not news to us, but we would say that while we have seen positive policy shifts, which are to be welcomed, what we don't see is translation into concrete action action on the ground for everybody. And that's what we're pushing for.
And what reassurances are you getting, or what reassurances did the government give to this committee that there was going to be progress in this area?
Well, certainly when the minister was there, she was very clear that the government puts a lot of importance on this mechanism. As we know, Ireland are a member of the Human Rights Council, and there is a reputational interest in making sure that we not only talk the talk, but that we also walk the walk domestically. So there was, I suppose, a positive recognition from the minister that there are issues there. She did say that by the end of the year, she would hope to see that juveniles and adults are segregated completely within our system. No more detention of 17-year-olds in St. Patrick's, no more continuing detention of children in Wheatfield, which is an adult prison, and that there is a policy recognition that, for example, slopping out needs to be eliminated. But we have seen those policy commitments before. What we need to see is action. We need to see the end of these degrading practices as soon as possible.
Finally, you were over in Geneva for some of the hearings. What was your read of, if you like, the body language of the people hearing the descriptions of our prison system at the moment?
Certainly, in relation to two things. One is the NGO delegation who were there in the room throughout the hearing, and secondly, the state delegation. It was extremely impressive to see the professional and well-briefed NGO delegation appear and brief the committee really thoroughly on all the issues that the committee considered. In relation to the committee's response, it was very clear from the chair, Sir Nigel Rodley, certainly in relation to some of the issues, that he was surprised that these really basic and minimum standards are still not being met by a first world country who holds a seat on the Human Rights Council. So there was surprise, and there was certainly an air that ongoing delay in relation to these issues will not and should not be tolerated.
And that was Deirdre Malone, Executive Director of the Irish Penal Reform Trust.